And as we continue to live as pilgrims, just passing through this fallen planet, we are empowered, truly empowered by this magnificent hope. Regardless of the difficulties that life may throw at us, our eternal perspective keeps us going day by day, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Jesus Christ has given us the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, loved one. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today we continue in our series entitled Only a Heartbeat Away, and this is part 8 of that series. And today we talk specifically about our grand reunion with Christian loved ones once we pass from this veil of tears called earth into heaven. That is, if we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we know heaven is promised to us. So we're talking reunion today. And you undoubtedly have Christian loved ones and friends who have passed on in death. And just in the almost over the last decade now, almost a decade, both of my parents have gone on home to be with the Lord. And I still thankfully have my sister with me. And my beautiful wife, Deb, who works in the pharma industry. And we have a son, Jacob, who is a grown young man with autism. We have a daughter, Katie, who is a mother of three, and her husband serves in the military. And we're thankful. We're so thankful for our family. Now, let me mention this. I do believe that nothing is harder for a parent than to have to bury a little child. And of course, some children die while in the womb as well. And the Bible is clear that life begins at conception. We see that in Job 31, Psalm 139, Isaiah 49, and Jeremiah chapter 1. Now, specifically, when a miscarriage or abortion occurs, the spirit of that child within the womb departs from the body at whatever developmental stage it's in, and it goes directly to heaven. My wife had a miscarriage early in our marriage. My daughter had one. And we look forward to seeing those little ones someday in glory. The crowning glory of our heavenly experience will be living in the presence of God. But you know what? We'll also be rejoicing in the reunion with all of our Christian loved ones and friends. Hallelujah. We can look forward to an awesome family reunion. Amen? Let's look at some things from the Old Testament about reunion. The reuniting with other believers in the afterlife is not just like a New Testament hope. Oh no, it's in the Old Testament as well. I noted previously in a previous podcast that when Ishmael was 137 years old, the Bible says he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. When the text says he was gathered to his people, the meaning is that he has joined other loved ones in the afterlife who were believers. And the same thing happened with Jacob. Genesis 49, verse 33 tells us that when Jacob finished commanding his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. There are many similar verses throughout the Old Testament, such as Genesis 35, 29, Isaac breathed his last and he died and was gathered to his people. Numbers 20, verses 23 through 26 says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron at Mount Hor, the border of the land of Edom, 'Let Aaron be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land I have given to the people of Israel, because you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments. Put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered to his people and shall die there.'" Numbers 27, verses 12 and 13 tells us this: "The Lord said to Moses, 'Go up to this mountain of Abarim and see the land that I have given the people of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was.'" Then finally, in Judges 2:10, we find, "And all that generation were also gathered to their fathers and to their people." So at death, the spirits of believers depart their bodies, and they are reunited with other believing family members and friends in heaven. They are gathered to other believers in the afterlife. And as we'll see, this becomes all the more clear in New Testament writings. The New Testament it's just overflowing with insights on our future reunion in heaven with Christian loved ones and friends. In fact, you and I can rest assured that when Christian loved ones die, our communion with them is broken only for a short time. Our fellowship will be eternally resumed soon enough. It will. We will again see their faces. We will again hear their voices and hug their resurrected bodies. So we part with them in grief, but we will be reunited with them in never-ending joy. Hallelujah. Consider the Thessalonian Christians who were concerned about their Christian loved ones and friends who had died. They expressed their concern to Paul the Apostle. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul speaks about the dead in Christ, and he assures the Thessalonian Christians that there will indeed be a reunion in heaven. He says that both the dead in Christ and those Christians who are alive at the time of the rapture will always be with the Lord in heaven. Therefore, Paul said, they ought to comfort each other in this realization. And certainly the Apostle Paul himself expected to be reunited with his beloved Thessalonian friends in heaven. In 1 Thessalonians 2:19, he asks, "What is our joy, or what is our hope of joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you?" So Paul rejoiced at the thought that he would be with his Thessalonian friends face to face in heaven. Isn't that amazing? Now, I truly believe there are clear evidences in Scripture that you and I will recognize each other in the afterlife, in eternity. We just saw that Paul taught the Thessalonian Christians that they would be reunited with their Christian loved ones and that they ought to comfort one another with this reality. So one must wonder what good a reunion will be if nobody recognized anybody else, right? I can't imagine Paul intending to say, Rejoice, for we will all be reunited with our Christian loved ones in heaven, parents, spouses, and children, even though none of us will recognize each other. No, no, no. Paul's emphasis on comfort and joy is rooted in the reality that we'll be together again and recognize each other. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 12, verse 23 also comes to mind. Because when David's son died, he expressed confidence that he would be reunited with him in heaven. He said, now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. The fact that David would go to him in the afterlife clearly implies they will recognize each other and rejoice in their reunion in heaven. Yet in another passage that has relevance on this issue, it's found in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. And here Jesus speaks about the rich man and Lazarus, who died and were in the afterlife. And Abraham was also there. In this passage, the rich man, Lazarus, and Abraham all recognized each other and even knew something of their histories on earth. And yet other evidence is found in Luke chapter 20, verse 38, where Jesus calls God the God of the living. In context, Jesus is talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus says that these patriarchs are alive and well in the afterlife. Hallelujah. In effect, Jesus is saying Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, though they died many years ago, are actually living today. For God, who calls himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is not the God of the dead, but of the living. That's good news, dear one. In Matthew 8, verse 11, Jesus says that many will eat with the Old Testament patriarchs in heaven. Many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And this implies that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will still be recognized as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heaven. There's a theologian named Paul Enns, brilliant man, and he notes that this verse pictures Abraham reclining in the kingdom with Isaac and Jacob, his son and grandson. That's a family reunion, amen? Hallelujah. For believers, death brings a wonderful, joyful reunion with believing family members. What a beautiful prospect that is, right? Hallelujah. Jesus' followers recognized him after his resurrection from the dead. Look at that in John chapter 20. Likewise, Peter, James, and John recognized the long-dead Moses and Elijah when they appeared from heaven with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. These provide real, supportive evidence that believers recognize each other in the afterlife. And also, very relevant to this podcast, this discussion today, is 1 Corinthians 13:12, where the Apostle Paul states, "Now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then, face to face. For now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." In ancient times, mirrors were made of polished metal and were far inferior to the mirrors we have today. Okay? The images appeared dark and indistinct. So, in like manner, our present knowledge is but a faint reflection of the fullness of knowledge we will have in the afterlife, in heaven. This being so, we will surely recognize our Christian loved ones and friends in this eternal state. And it seems obvious that to know fully includes knowing names. Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. I'm preaching me happy. Whenever we have family reunions during vacation times here on Earth, the reunions often go just great. But, hey, let's be honest. If you're from a large family, at least a few relatives are bound to be just a little bit grumpy and put a bit of a strain on the reunion from time to time. I'm happy to report that no such thing will ever be the case in heaven. No. Our eternal reunion with Christian loved ones and friends will be ceaselessly glorious and unending. Keep in mind that we will no longer have sin natures. There will be no fights among loved ones. No, there won't be any resentment or envy or jealousy. There won't be any one-upsmanship or rivalries. There won't be any crosswords or misunderstandings or selfishness or temper tantrums. Our relationships in heaven will be truly wonderful, amazing, and utterly satisfying. And just from my personal perspective, I am so looking forward to reuniting with my mom and dad, my grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, and all other Christian loved ones who have preceded me in death. As much as I want to see them, however, I would never desire that they would be back here on earth. I mean, after all, they're in a glorious state with no sickness, no disease, no mourning, no tears, no pain, no death. And they are now enjoying direct and serene fellowship with Jesus Christ. I wouldn't even think of wanting them back here on earth, because I know they would again experience the painful turmoil that's part and parcel of life here on earth. Oh, love compels me to see their highest good, which is found only in heaven. And I know I will join them soon enough. Hallelujah. Previously, in earlier podcasts, I've noted that in the Bible, the term blessed hope is a general reference to the rapture of the church. And this event is blessed. It's blessed in the sense that it brings a sense of blessedness to the hearts of believers. The term carries the idea of joyous anticipation. Believers can hardly wait for it to happen. And on that day of the rapture, we will not only meet the Lord in the air, but we'll also be reunited with all of our Christian loved ones and friends. We read of this glorious event in Titus 2:13, where Christians are urged to look for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The dead in Christ will be resurrected, and the believers still alive on earth will be instantly translated into their resurrection bodies. These bodily upgrades, dear one, will never again be subject to sickness or pain, disease or death. And as we continue to live as pilgrims just passing through this fallen planet, we are empowered, truly empowered by this magnificent hope. Regardless of the difficulties that life may throw at us, our eternal perspective keeps us going day by day, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Jesus Christ has given us the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Abba Father, we are thankful beyond words that you have made the provision for us to one day be reunited with all of our Christian loved ones, family, friends, and that we will recognize each other. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, that death inflicts only just a temporary separation between us. We are full of gratitude in the recognition that once we are reunited in heaven, we'll never again be separated. For our fellowship with each other and with you will last forever and ever. You are an awesome God, and we give you all the praise and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God, dear ones. I am so thrilled just through this podcast today. We have something to look forward to, our great and blessed hope, the coming and the return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the fact that we're going to see each other and be reunited once again in heaven. Oh, dear ones, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, call upon Him today. Invite Him into your heart and life. Just invite Him in and say, Jesus, I need you. I believe in you. I believe you died for my sins. I believe that God raised you on the third day and that you are alive forevermore. Please come into my heart and be my Savior, Lord, and friend. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Dear ones, it's that simple. In that moment, in that little prayer, and opening your heart to Jesus, you become a citizen of heaven. Thank you for listening, dear ones. Go to our podcast page on Apple or whatever platform you listen, and please go to the bottom of the page and give us a 5-star review. Please be so kind as to do that and write a nice little review. Make it nice. Thanks so much. I love these podcasts, and I pray for you guys weekly, and I pray that it's a blessing to you as well. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and always may He have a smiling countenance toward you. And may our God give you protection, peace, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May He give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may our good God grant you great favor and blessing everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.